cause there was just no one else who cared. Need someone to talk to, guess I'm feeling kinda lost. Find myself just running away, chasing rainbows in the dark. And until the day the eagle flies, I'll wait for you.
Wait for you.
Until I hold you close again, I'll pray for you. Kick off my shoes and sing this song for you.
So beautiful, don't you agree? Welcome to OG Sundays, fabulous Lowrider Oldies on a Sunday night, August 6, 2023. I am G. Lou. I will be joined by the beautiful Berkeley Queens in 1 second. Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, shout out to Hank Norman, a.k.a. Deacon Norman, a.k.a. Hanks of the Gangster. You are now back on a fabulous ride as we take you through a journey in time of classic, fabulous Lowrider Oldies with your host with the most, G. Lou. And before we start off, I want to give a shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group. Jeff Kwan and the Kwanglomerate out of the Bay Area. Follow them on all social media platforms, BTP Media Group. Also, 93.2 Tweed FM-ism every Thursday night on Blog Talk Radio, 7 p.m. Pacific, the After 6 Cruise Mix. Make sure you tune in and tell a friend. Also, Dee Dee Harrison, author, publisher, producer. Check out her books on Amazon, Dee Dee Harrison 100. Also, Normani Candles. Fly is safest, best shit on the market as far as candles go, No Armani Candles. Follow them at the website, noarmanicandles.com. Also, IG, No Armani Candles. You dig? Also, One World Magazine, the hippest, flyest, dopest magazine in the world when it comes to hip-hop. Check them out, One World Magazine, the website, IG, One World Magazine. Tell them G-Lou sent you. Also, check out the G-Lou Show YouTube channel. Make sure you go over there, log in, subscribe. Great content up. That being said, I'm going to bring in the queens that they call Berkeley. First, the OG, Miss Queen Jean, followed by Cousin Marcy. Yeah, yay.
This is Tweed Cadillac.
Oh, my God. Sorry, Tweed, you're the third member, but I didn't mean to bring you in. I'm sorry, sir. My apologies. Queen Jean.
It's all good.
Tweed Cadillac, what's happening? How you doing? Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the show.
That opening song selection I was early tonight. I said, man, let me listen. And then he opens up the show with my favorite oldie, so it's like, shit. Then I heard the unmute button.
It's off to a good start.
Completely, sir. Rock on.
What it means is that your presence was known and felt.
Yep,
it
was like
an SOS. Right.
Y'all said an SOS.
Right where it was at. It was, you were where you were supposed to be at that moment, that frequency, that blue magic, is that frequency. So good evening to you. Thank you for tapping in. I know you're going to stay on the line and enjoy the show. King, the great G. Lou, what's happening?
Yeah, yay. Good evening, Queen Jean Berkeley. Greetings.
Yes, and Queen Cousin Marcy.
Hola. Hey, everyone. Hi, G.
Hola, 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 hola.
Hey.
Hola,
hola, hola,
hola. Hey.
Hola,
hola, hola, hola, Marcy.
Step forward. Hola, hola.
Queen
Jay. Oh, how's everybody?
Hey. Rolling, rolling, rolling with Marcy and Queen Jay now.
That
had to make it rhyme.
That was pretty dope. Absolutely.
Well, it sounds like everybody's smiling. I love it. Hey, Tweed Cadillac.
It's a beautiful thing.
Tell a hater to tell a player.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
He thinks well, it's
just a bit.
He's back in the cut.
A beautiful thing. And it is August the 6th, the first Sunday in the month of August. There's still a lot of celebrating going on to praise the Lord. And happy birthday, Leo Squad. Because it's on. Every day I'm seeing five or six birthdays on the same day.
There's a lot of Leos. You're right. There's a lot of Leos out there. I didn't know.
Yeah. Like, okay. Sitting on top of the world. Absolutely. So happy birthday to anyone celebrating the birthday, everyone who's celebrating the birthday, an anniversary, whatever thing you celebrate. A salute to you. Long Beach Riders had it going on today at El Dorado Park. They had it going on. So you could tell that event has a good vibe there. So shout out to
Long Beach
Riders. Absolutely.
So
that's
what's going
not
on
too
this
much
evening,
going
ladies?
On.
What's the word? We you know, we're on Sunday, oldies and shit. Queen Jean, the musical supervisor. What we got going on tonight, ladies?
We got a good vibe, a good chill. We got some good oldies. If you got your drink, you got your tooth, you got your lube, just sit back and chill with us. Enjoy the vibe because it's a nice playlist and some in-between songs and... You know, just vibe out with us. That's what's going on our show. If you want to tap in, it's 914-803-4001. Press 1. What's so funny, Cousin Marcy?
I'm just over here like Timberland, the bird, bird, bird. The bird is the word. Ate me a can of Campbell's Chunky. That stuff do eat like a meal the older I get. So I doctored it up. So I'm chill right now. I'm ready to chillax and get in this ride with y'all.
The Chunky Soup in the red
can.
Can
of Chunky.
Ooh,
oh, that's
a
right.
Can of Chunky. Because, you know, we trying to do the things right over here for the people. Now, if you eat a burrito in the week, you got to calm it down. So, yeah, I had some of their sirloin burger soup.
On
I
that
did.
Chunky
I
can.
Just low-key era that. Why are you in my head
so
like that?
Because when you're trying to change your diet, you have to literally read the ingredients, everything that's in there, because you might be running for something and it might be a tad bit more. So anyway, I feel you on that journey, though. I feel you. I'm going to take this trip. I don't know if I'm going to be able to stay on my journey. I'm going to stay focused.
You can do it. You strong. You could do it. You was focused here. You could do it. You got it.
So,
G Lou, right. Help her.
Yeah,
help
yeah.
Her now.
Hey. Yeah, she's good. She's good. Hey, shout out to Kiara, to your daughter. I be seeing her on her thing from time to time, like hooking shit up though. So I don't know what y'all be doing over there, but y'all be doing the damn thing when it comes to that.
they be doing it.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out, shout out to y'all.
You're right, King, and it be tasting good.
Humble.
My first week there, Kiara had made some vegan enchiladas. I have never had them, but they were so good. Yeah, I was eating them for like 3 days. I was like, wow, and they were vegan too. So, yeah, she's a very good cook. Actually, they all are good cooks. But, yeah, so what you see and it look like it looks good, then that's the right look.
She hooked us up tonight. She got my chicken. The chicken is done, okay, y'all? It's already done and ready. So y'all know I'll be after the show with my chicken. she hooked it up tonight. It's a big old after church plan pan in there. I said, ooh, okay. All right.
She said after church pan.
But I'll give her the message. Thank you, cousin.
Yep. Much love to y'all. Hey, well, check this out. We in the mix. It's OG Sunday, established Slow Rider Oldie Show. We take a ride. So let's do it like this.
Hey, who's the life of the party?
That sound like you, Queen.
The mighty, mighty.
Yes, let's go.
Oh, Slow Rider.
Trying hard. I just want to give a shout out, I guess, to everybody, man. Thanks for tuning in, man. Respect that G-Lou show. You know what I'm saying? It's a thing that's happening right now. It's the most popular thing on the radio. So tune in, listen in, log in, call in. It don't matter. Just make sure you're in the car. And much love to you, G-Lou, for, you know, allowing me to be here and sit at this damn long table. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, man, shout out to the homeboy Snow. Happy C-Day, homie. Much love and respect. RK.
I'm going to say it like this. You are tuned in to the G-Lou show with the Queen Jean herself. This is Squareopolis, the nerdiest guy on planet Earth, showing appreciation to these people for allowing the square guy to do what he does. Y'all stay tuned to the G-Lou show. I appreciate you.
Yeah, yay. Hey, check this out. Before I bring Queen and Marcy back, I don't know, small plug, I don't know if you guys been watching. I mean, it just came back, but they had a season before about the Lakers. It's called Winning. It comes on HBO. And This is a great show. You know what I mean? It's in the second season right now, and that shit is fire. It's about the Lakers in the 80s when they first came up and came on the scene and really blew up. It's a great series on HBO. So check that out if you can. Now, that being said, let me bring in Cousin Marcy Queen G because we got the announcements coming up. We got Marcy's Minute, my bad again, coming up. And I want to know what's going on, Cousin Marcy Queen G.
Well, I want to shout out, we got a new listener that's listening in, the lovely Lisa. She's listening in right now. So shout out to you, lovely Darlene. So shout out to you.
Hey.
Thanks for tuning in. She's a friend of mine, family, my daughter, yeah. So, yeah, but it's a lot happening out there to answer your question. But, look, there's some movies, too. Like, I don't know if anybody's seen Swagger on this is on Apple with Ice Cube's son, where he's a basketball coach. It's a pretty good little series.
Okay. What's it called?
Swagger.
What's that? Okay.
Swagger.
What's that on?
Swagger. That's on Apple TV. Yeah, that's
okay.
On Apple TV. And also with, and then there's another one with Idris Elba, and that's called Hijack. That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good series, too. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So, yeah, those are some good ones. And, you know, you can turn to Tubi, however it's pronounced, and just turn on one movie, and they're going to all follow in suit.
Right.
You leave it on there. You don't have to switch it up, so...
I see so many funny memes about Tubi movies.
Yeah,
I get the movies.
It's like getting movies from the black man with the DVD.
Tubi got it, though. They got all the classics on there, though. They got it. Shout out to Tubi.
That's money. That's jobs. Congratulations, Tubi. Y'all doing something right.
Yeah,
those are some good movies on there. But, so those are two great things to check out. Swagger with Ice Cube, son, and Hijack. That's on
I'm gonna start
TV.
Looking at that Lakers one too on Max.
That is,
I just
that
saw that when I was watching.
That shit is
fire. Yeah, it looked, and one of my favorite actors is in that too. So I think I'm gonna probably binge that this
Who
week.
Who is that?
Who that?
The one that plays Jerry West.
Oh,
what is
okay.
His name? Because
oh,
he plays
wow.
in Step Brothers too, so he's one of my favorites.
He's been in a lot of shit. That's old
the
boy.
Dirk Diggler movie.
John
C. O'Reilly. John C. O'Reilly. That's his name. Yeah.
Yeah.
Check
that
out.
He killed
that role
too.
It's a lot going on in entertainment. I don't know if y'all saw. That's right, fam. I don't know if y'all saw. Jamie Foxx didn't already had to apologize. Now he didn't. Thank the Lord, he got 1 foot out of the unaliveness, and they already coming for him. So I'm trying to dig into that a little bit. I might have that coming up for y'all, Marcy's Minute.
Okay. Well, alrighty then. Shout out to Jamie Foxx. So yeah, we got a lot coming up, y'all. We got announcements at the top of the hour. Then we got Cousin Marcy coming right behind that with the Marcy's Minute. So y'all stay tuned. OG Sunday's the Fabulous Lowrider Oldie Show with G. Lou of the Berkeley Queens. Let's take a ride, y'all.
There comes a time in every man's life when he needs that special someone. And oh, I've been around the world looking for my special someone. I'm singing this one for myself. And I'm asking, is anybody here lonely? Maybe one day. Maybe one day I'll be with you.
Is anybody lonely? Are you lonely?
'Cause I'm lonely too. Maybe one day I'll be with you. I've been alone for a long time. Waking up by myself, cooking my own dinner, washing my own clothes. Sometimes I lay in the bed at night, and I cry myself to sleep, asking the Lord when I did wrong. I said, Lord, why am I alone? So this one is dedicated especially for me. Is there any ladies out there lonely? Is there someone for me?
Anybody lonely?
Oh, oh.
Are you lonely?
Are you lonely? 'Cause I'm lonely too. Maybe one day I'll be with you. Oh, yeah.
Anybody lonely?
Anybody lonely?
Are you lonely?
Mm-hmm. 'Cause I'm lonely too. Maybe one day I'll be with you. Oh yeah. She don't have to be a movie star. She don't have to be a fancy girl. 'Cause I see a woman for what she is inside. All I want is a good girl. And I promise, I promise, I promise I'll be a real, real good man. I do all the things to show how a good man understands. 'Cause right now I'm lonely, lonely, and I'm feeling blue. And if you feel the same way, maybe the woman can be you.
Anybody lonely?
Is anybody lonely?
Are you lonely?
Tell me, 'cause I'm lonely too. Maybe one day I'll be with you, you, you.
Oh,
oh. Are you lonely? 'Cause I'm lonely too. Maybe one day I'll be with you. You lonely? Yes, I am. I need a good woman to live my life with. Someone to hold me. I'm lonely too. Maybe one day I'll be with you. I'll be with you.
Anybody lonely?
I need somebody to hold.
Are you lonely?
Somebody to kiss, somebody to make love.
Sounds so beautiful, don't you agree? That's from Charles right there. But check this out right here though. It's for my gigolos. Prince.
Reputation, had my share fooling around, but everybody needs stimulation, and mine just happens to be all over town. It's an easy money occupation, first class psychiatry. Make love without taking off my clothes. Just one, I wanna make love to somebody who really and truly knows. Just read a rumor. Take a love, get lonely too. All my love needs stimulation. Honey, baby, baby, you're the kind of person that could turn my world around. Won't you give me a little inspiration? Baby, that's what I need to make me set down. It's an easy money occupation. Understand. I got more money than you could imagine in your wildest dreams. But honey, money don't make no happy man. Cause God just read a rumor. Get it all, get lonely too. All my love needs stimulation.
Sunday is a day of relaxation, a day to just chill, so why not join us, the G-Lu Show. We bring you oldies, fun, conversation, laughter. It's an amazing time. So if you can hear my voice, you're at the right spot. I hope you got your glass, a chill glass, your personality, that good personality, because we got a great vibe for you. Peace and love. My life. I need to have you as my
my lover and my wife. Oh, baby, be my lover. So many times I need to have you by my side, to be my friend, my lover and my guide.
Hey, what up, D-Lo? This your big bro, C-Lo, checking in from the 509, Spokane, Washington, Tech Northwest. Shout out to all the listeners and people who support the show. Thank you. You are listening to OG Sundays. Take it back for him one time and drop it like this.
Hey. Hold up, we got a caller out there.
Hi,
Z-Lo.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, how's it going? I called to give my queen a happy belated birthday.
Hey. Oh, thank you, Queen Norman. You got a big old smile on my face over here.
And I wanted to dedicate a song to you as I usually do on your birthday.
Yes, you do.
I want to dedicate Mariah Carey, You'll Always Have a Friend. Anytime You Need a Friend by Mariah Carey.
Oh, I receive that. Thank you. That's a good dedication. That's an amazing one.
Ma'am.
Thank you, Queen Norman.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. I wish I was in the city to get some of them pinto beans you was cooking today.
They were so good. They almost already. That's a shame. You should have seen, hey, I'm going to stay. Pencil beans and some greens, and look at here.
Yeah.
I did.
Hank could put that skit in his comedy show about that. If you guys was able to put a video up of him eating the food that night.
Ain't
doing
that
one
crazy,
of his
girl?
Skits.
Did you see that? That was so crazy. That boy is so sick.
Ooh, that food looked good, though.
Man.
It looked like it was good.
Yeah, I've been off for a couple of months. Okay. But happy birthday. What did you do?
I just chilled. Just took it easy. You know,
That's a good thing.
Absolutely. You got to reserve. You got to reserve all this goodness. You know what I'm saying? You got to reserve
it. I heard
it.
That. He should be calling in soon, but I want G-Lou, I want to call in on my own.
That's right, Queen. I really appreciate that.
Thank you.
Much love, Lisa. You know we love you. Appreciate you.
Yeah, I love you too.
Thank you, Miss Lisa.
Hi, Cousin Marcy.
Hi. I didn't want to break in on the shout out. I'll be trying not to cut people off. Good to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. You guys keep me in your prayers, okay?
Yes,
most
ma'am.
Definitely.
All right,
yes,
thank
all the time.
You. So I want to dedicate that song, Anytime You Need a Friend, by Mariah Carey, D-Lo, okay? So to my
gotcha.
Queen.
Thank you, sis. I appreciate it
You're
more than you know.
You're welcome so much.
Love
You're
you.
Welcome. I love you, too.
All right.
Have a best season. Later. We got you
Have
on
a
prayer.
Good night. Stay
all right.
Later.
All right.
I'm gonna
Much love,
Miss
Norman.
I'm gonna go to the one where you don't. You just listen, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye bye.
All right.
Thank you. Love you.
Bye bye.
Wow.
Wow, it's a beautiful thing. Shout out to Miss Norman, Mrs. Norman.
Queen Norman.
Shout out to Hanks for the
yes.
gangster too. My guy. We already know, man. It's a beautiful thing. So
right.
I'm gonna dig that up for Miss Norman, and come back in 1 second. Let me play this though, because someone requested this, okay? So we'll be right back.
Tender love. Sunday.
Miss Lisa Norman, she's sending this one out to Queen Jean for her birthday.
Don't you ever be lonely. Love will make it alright.
Sounds get laid down on West Side Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G. Lou, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweet Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why.
Miss Queen Jean Berkeley with the announcements for the evening.
wrong with those. You can never go wrong with those dramatics. Never go wrong. Mm-mm. Hey, y'all. Snoop Dogg is on tour. He's going to be in Atlanta on the 9th of August at 6 o'clock p.m. at the Lakewood Amphitheater at Snoop Dogg, Wiz Khalifa, Too Short, and more. So you can check your local listings for further information, more tour dates, and locations. So that's Snoop Dogg. The same as with Frankie Beverly. He's going to be in concert August the 19th at 8 o'clock p.m. at the Aretha Franklin Amphitheater in Detroit, Michigan. You can check listings for future dates and locations as well. Those are two concerts that are going to be jamming. And then September the 10th, you got Tyrese, Trey Song, Ginuwine, 112, Next, and Shy. They're going to be at the Legacy Arena at 1898 9th Avenue in Birmingham, Alabama. Tickets are available through Ticketmaster. And also, let's give a shout-out to our big bro, Deacon Norman. Deacon Norman, yes, Big Hank at St. Luke Holy Baptist Church to receive a blessing of free food. That's located at 1401 West 34th Street in Long Beach. And that's first come, first serve. You can also attend Sunday worship at 10:30 a.m. and check out Deacon Norman and Queen Norman there as well. She's on the usher board. Check them out. And also Bible study every Wednesday live on Facebook at 12 noon, the Tweed Cadillac After Six Cruise Show that airs every Thursday, hosted and produced by Tweed himself with G. Lou as his co-host. That's Mr. Melody and Lou Lavish. The studio line is 347-855-8436. You got to press 1 to speak. So check them out. That's 7 o'clock p.m. West Coast and 10 o'clock p.m. East Coast. Nonprofit organization is Cynthia Nunn. She gives out food every Saturday at 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton at 12:30 p.m., between 12:30 and 12:40 p.m. And that's every Saturday. You can follow Cynthia Nunn on Facebook, and the Zumba classes also are on Fridays. Check out Luther Jr. Chief, a.k.a. Big Boo, accepting donations for food and clothing. And that's every day he's out to help the homeless for food and also providing bedding for them as well. So if you want to donate to his cause, you can follow him on Facebook under Luther Jr. Keith and also IG under the same. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, The G. Lou Show, and check out all the contents that he has going on over there that's happening on the YouTube channel. West of Heaven Hair Salon at 9469 Jefferson Boulevard, Suite 107. It's accepting applications for anyone who may want to be employed there to do hair. Just have your resume together. She's located in Culver City. You can visit the website for further information and also to check out the services that is provided over there. Soul Travels, ElliaDegato.intelTravel.com. Her business line is 808-769-2964. Ask for Ms. Delgado. And also the email address is ElliaDegato@gmail.com. Press Nails by Nisha, located in Las Vegas, Nevada. Check her out on IG as well so you can see the amazing work that she does. Nora Monty Candles, check them out on IG as well. That's one of our sponsors. And check out them on their website, noramontycandles.com. And I'm going to go ahead and cut these announcements short. If anybody have any announcements that they want to have, now just contact me, Jean Berkeley, on Facebook and Ruby and Queen Jean on the G. Lou Show. Back to you, T. Lou.
Man, that was,
Nails
that
by
was
Nisha.
Big Pro!
Hey!
Norman.
Hey, Queen, happy birthday, Queen. What's up, Cousin Marcy? What's happening with you?
Thank you.
How are you, sir? Great to hear your voice.
man. Come on, man. My wife been bugging me all day, man. Don't forget about the Gino's. I ain't going to forget shit. I'm on back home. We going to do
something. You've been creating some really good memories, man, Big Bro.
You know, my grandson wore me out, man. As you get older, I can't do what I used to do. I used to take that nigga up to the park, be running with that nigga up and down the park and all that. I can't do none of that shit no more, so. He got to do everything now, you know what I mean? So, nigga, you don't handle that shit, man. So, it was good, man. It was good. We created some memories, man. And that's my dude. He loves G-Pop. He know what he got coming when he come over here. We went and rode the go-kart and shit, you know what I'm saying? We had the whole go-kart shit to ourselves, man. We was over there doing our thing. So it was all good.
He was bringing out the youth and you and the queen over there. I seen y'all.
Yeah, I don't know about that. But we got,
never forget.
Look, my wife rode the go kart one time, and then she got stuck in the motherfucker. I had to get her out the motherfucker.
Oh my God.
The next one, I said, man, give her a double seat like me. So we got the double seat. And she like, baby, I can't do this shit no more, man. Y'all got to go ahead. I said, all right, baby, I got you. So she was cool. She rode that motor. Look what she wanted to ride. She wanted to ride the bump cars. So we got on the bump cars, man. She tried to hit me every time, but I was backing up. I was doing U-turns on her ass. I spit away from her ass. She couldn't get me. I wasn't letting her get me. But we had a ball, man. We really had a ball, man. And shout out to y'all, man, for holding shit down, man. G Lou, man, I love you, man. You know you my dude,
yeah,
man. And we're going to keep on doing this, man. I'm back, man. I'm here, man. I'm with you.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey,
much
Big
love, bro.
What was that play about that you all went to go see last night? Because y'all was tuning in booty. Queen Norma was looking real beautiful.
You know
and had
did.
Her little,
you know
she had her sexiness on last night.
She did with the bag, with the bags and black dress, with the bag shoes. Oh, man. So I came with the off-white and black, you know what I mean? So we, you know how we do it. We try to do it legit. But we went to go see Bachelor Party. And that was different, man. It was really different. It wasn't like a Tyler Perry. It was the same with some of the same people that Tyler Perry worked with, but they was cussing and talking shit, calling bitches hoes and bitches and shit. They oh man, it was really getting down. It was funny, man. It was kind of funny.
That's good. That was a nice date night.
Yeah, they had what's the girl that come dance for? What they call them, baby? Don't try to act like you know the hooker, man. Don't try to act like you know. You don't do my stripper hooker. Stripper hooker and shit. He was up there getting down, man. It was real good, man. It really was good. It was funny, but it could have been funnier. But it was good. It was real good. It really was.
That's good. That's good.
We had a good time. We had a good time, man. We had a real good time.
That's what matters.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
Right. Beautiful thing.
That's
a beautiful thing. Hank Norman.
That's
cousin Norman.
Mm-hmm.
I got the cousin and the queen. I all mixed up. I'm just populated.
Give me some of that
stuff
on, man.
The queen and the cousin.
Make a nigga call the cousin, auntie.
I do the same thing when I be calling her queen cousin. I get so excited. I be like, queen cousin. Oh,
yeah, I tell you, you doing that good.
We got it.
You be on that. You be on that real good. Do that one.
You know how it is, bro.
Hey,
rest in peace again to the homie Lil Sody too, man. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, Lil Sody. Yeah, Lil Sody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shout out
sure.
to him, man. That's my homeboy, Michael Morris. Who's Michael? We call Michael Morris. I can't think of his name right now, but. That's the homeboy Michael Morris, little cousin, man. So shout out to their family, man, the Morrises, man.
Yep.
And
Al Capone, the big homie
that's
Al Capone.
Big Bo P cousin. Big Bo P cousin,
yeah.
Little cousin.
And the big homie Al Capone, they said he had just got done doing 40 years, homie, and he was only out a little bit. He was in the car with him. So, man, you know, rest in peace to him, too.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. They both passed. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely rest in peace and condolences to their families and, you know.
Yeah.
The whole squad. Wow.
Yeah.
And he just released his album too. His last album was just released on the 3rd of August.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. I mean, he had a great day. He was all on IG all day and having a great time. So that's just sad. But you know, rest in peace, homie, and everyone. That's again, be safe out there when you're driving, drinking, or whatever you're doing. Just be safe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah. So we don't want to keep it somber. We're going to keep it moving, y'all. You know what I mean?
Like
OG Sunday's Fabulous. Like that part. OG Sunday's Fabulous Lowrider, Oldies, Queen Jean, Cousin Marcy, the big homie Hanks of the Gangster, a.k.a. the Deacon is here. We'll be back in a flash. Who?
Playing the best mix of smooth R&B, oldies, soul, and funk. Blog Talk Radio's number one Sunday night program, The G-Lu Show, presents OG Sunday's Fabulous Lowrider Oldies. Broadcasting live online every Sunday from 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 10 to 12 Eastern Standard Time. Call 914-803-4001 with your request. The G Lu Show OG Sundays thanks to sponsors BTP Media, 93.2 FM, DD Harrison, and One World Magazine. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, OG Sundays Fabulous Lowrider ODs. Here's your host, G Lu, in 5, 4, 3, 2.
up in her big daddy out. That's when I took her and I made her mine. We smoked some weed and took a little wine. Ever since then, nigga, never left her. Since we've been kids and I've been her protector. Nah, nigga, love her like no other. I pray to God.
Inspirational, former number one song on OG Sundays. I mean, like probably 10 weeks straight. I don't know. And then Jesus Is Real came through and did it again. So shout out to Hanks of the Gangster alumni on this fucking show for his not only his presence, but his music as well. Salute to you, big homie. Next up, we got Cousin Marcy with the Marcy's Minutes up next. Let me do this one for the ladies, though. Yeah.
Baby, you just say you need my love, girl.
beautiful, don't you agree? Now we got Cousin Marcy with the Marcy's Minute.
Yay, yay. Thank you so much, Cuzzo. Queen and Deacon Norman listeners, yes, get in here, y'all. Go refill your cup. Get your woom-wooms and wham-whams. I'm just going to take a few minutes of your time. So first up on the docket, y'all, I don't know if you heard about them turning up down there in Montgomery, Alabama. Yes, Riverboat Brawl turns racial fast. I'm only going to use these two terms once.
I wish I had the sound effect.
Versus white. Oh, I know. Black versus white, they said, but I'm not going to use that term throughout the report. I'm doing melanated and non-melanated, okay? We're not going for none of that propaganda over here on OG Sunday. So what happened was a massive brawl along the docks of a river in the Deep South unfolded this weekend, and it was pretty black and white as far as what was going down, quite literally. The wild scene took place Saturday at Riverfront Park in Montgomery, Alabama, where multiple eyewitnesses say a riverboat was trying to pull in but couldn't because some locals in a smaller pontoon boat were blocking the space, something a security guard tried rectifying. That's where the first video picks up. The man in the white shirt, who's melanated, is said to be a guard dock worker of some sort, and he was telling these non-melanated dudes to move. It erupted into a four-on-one deal with the non-melanated guys wailing on the man while others watched. Soon, though, other melanated people jumped into the mix to come to this man's aid, including somebody who threw themselves into the water from across the way to swim over. And they said melanated people can't swim. Anyways, yes, we can. Eventually, the initial fracas came to an end, but it was far from over. Another group of melanated individuals who were apparently staffers on the riverboat saw what happened and raced down to confront the non-melanated assailants. And another beatdown ensued all over again. We're not promoting violence. This time, the four non-melanated men on the boat were very clearly outnumbered, and all hell broke loose. People were getting punched, knocked down, and it was straight up pandemonium. Naturally, the cops arrived, and multiple people were arrested. While there might have been some confusion at first as to what started all this, Montgomery's mayor, Stephen Reed, made it clear it was the non-melanated guys who antagonized this, and consequences are coming. All right, y'all, that was some. Moving on. So in a little bit of just catch-up news, this week, a 72-year-old drug dealer was sentenced in connection to the overdose of Michael K. Williams. You all remember last year when his untimely passing, it was found to be from a drug overdose. As previously reported, it was done in September 2021. Since then, his death has been connected to an accidental overdose of fentanyl-laced heroin. According to NBC News, Carlos Massey was sentenced to 30 months in prison on Tuesday. The 72-year-old is the first suspect to receive his sentencing in the case. In addition to the 2.5 years in prison, Massey will serve 3 years of supervised release. The first year of his prison release will reportedly be served in an inpatient drug treatment facility. Apparently, he was a user as well. But he said, "I would like to say, Your Honor, I'm sorry for what has happened." And there was a lot of debate going on if whether this man was too old to be sentenced as such. Tell me what you all think. Just lastly and not leastly, going to a little hip-hop news, Corey Miller, better known as C-Murder, thanks Kim Kardashian for advocating still for him to receive a new day in court amid his years-long incarceration. Corey C-Murder Miller is sharing his gratitude to Kim Kardashian after she recently took to social media to continue her advocacy for his prison release. As the Shade Room previously reported, Miller, also the brother of Master P, was arrested for murder in 2002. He was sentenced to life in prison in 2009. On Thursday, Kardashian took to social media, to share her knowledge about Miller's case with her millions of followers. She explained that she wanted to shed some light on a case she's been working on for years. Corey Miller basically has spent 21 years in prison for a crime he did not commit, and his conviction is based entirely on the testimony of two men whom the state dragged to trial just on material witness warrants. Kardashian explained that those witnesses have now sworn that their prior testimony is untrue. Additionally, she added, no remaining evidence suggests that Millard is a suspect behind the 2002 shooting of Steve Thomas. The 42-year-old then explained that Millard's case was mishandled, with Steve harassing multiple witnesses and mishandled the case to such a degree that the trial court had no choice but to grant Mr. Millard a new trial after he was convicted in 2003. So this is something that's been going on for well over 20 years. Obviously, I'm going to keep my eyes and ears on it. Corey Miller, C. Murder, Masterpiece brother, has been looking for freedom for a long time. So he just may get it. And that'll do it, folks, for Marcy's Minute. G-Lou, Queen, back to y'all.
All right.
C. Murder. Yep.
Isn't
they let
that
one
Monica?
Of the guys out. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Cool. And yeah, I did see that wall that was going on. I don't know what they was thinking about. Them brothers was like, oh, heck to the no. We are not going to let this go down. Y'all got to be tripping. Y'all really, y'all just act like we
did
ain't nowhere
you see
around.
That oh, my
they
God. Pull,
even the women pulled up on them.
They pulled up on like, them. They said, we tired. You know they still mad over there about Carly, okay? They mad already. Now they're like, look, we can look. We can't take
yeah.
it anymore. Down
yeah.
mess, but it's we don't condone violence. But you know, if you see something, say something. Better yet, do something. You know, I didn't see nobody pull out their phone except for the people that were far away. So I was like, okay, we're learning. Yeah, don't pull the phone out.
Yeah, that was a trip.
Yeah, that was.
Stay away from the river walk.
Lucky they can swim because they sure was getting thrown over in the water.
Did you see that?
I've seen
right.
it. I mean, it's all up and down on social media. So, yeah, it's like, wow.
They were trying to
the
let it whip.
The wrestling memes. The wrestling memes. With the chair. Like, we forgot about that move in wrestling when they just took that chair. It was like, bah!
Let it whip. Yeah.
Right?
Oh, that's crazy. Don't be scared. Let it rip. Yeah.
I'm Oh, man, Revy Rev calling in, man, checking in, making sure I didn't miss the Sunday show. You know, I heard Floss and B saying, you know, he like to do things on Sunday to get rid of all the BS that he's been going through. Well, Rev Ali right with him, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm right here with you. I caught the show for the first time. I'm in here. I hear Malik. You know, that's my good brother, man, great brother, man. You know, he's been about peace since the day I know him. That's how I know him, because he was about peace. You know what I'm saying? So I'm here with you, G-Lou. D, man, I appreciate y'all, man. We're here with the real ones. I heard somebody say, if you want to be with the real ones, call the G-Lou show. Well, I'm down with the real ones, man.
Well, I heard the call, brother. I heard the call.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Where Hank, Hank's the gangster? Where is Hank here?
What's cracking with it, man? What's happening with it, Revy Rev?
Man, you know, man, I just called just to talk to you, man. I said, what time is it? I said, it's 8:36. Let me call Hankster the Gangster real fast. You know, I'll be thinking about you, OG. You know what I'm saying?
I told him to turn the lights off, nigga. I told him to turn the lights off, nigga. I'm going to turn the lights off.
I feel you, man. Well, you know, I just want to check in with you, man. And where my homeboy Flossie at, man? Flossie ain't been, he been missing in action.
Man, he doing his thing. You know how he's doing, man. You know how he get, man. He out here doing his thing. He out there bouncing and swinging, man. You know how he do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I know he's a good dude because he had a profile picture him eating an ice cream cone, so I know he was a real dude. I mean, you know what I'm saying, Hanks the Gangster, because real niggas, they go get ice cream, they ain't got no shame in it, but them fake niggas, they don't want you to see it with no ice cream cone.
Hey, Rev, you know the pictures I miss? Remember when D-Lou used to be at the weight room and be looking the other way?
Well, you know, that just tell you, G-Lou is a loner, man. You know, he had to take the pictures of himself. You know, he had nobody with him. You know, I give him a pass, though, Hankster. You know, I give him a pass, man.
Yes, sir, man. All right. Well, I'm gonna give him a pass too. I thought
somebody
else was taking the pictures, man. Till you told on the nigga, I didn't know you were taking his old pictures.
Well, you know what? We, you know what? When you take a picture of yourself, it's free, 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 free.
But you ain't got to pay nobody for that, nigga. I can do my own motherfucking head shot, shit. Do my own head.
That's right. That's right. No, I love you, though, Hank. I love you, G. Lou. You know, I love you, Queen G. Whoever else listening out there, happy birthday to Snow. His born day was yesterday.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
birthday.
Much love to Snow. Cousin Marcy, Tweed, Cadillac, whoever's out there, man. Reverend Bear finna go back on mute. Y'all go ahead and let's take one more ride, man, before nine.
I can dig it, man. Shout out to God. You a fool, man. You a fool, man. Love you, bro.
My nigga, Revy Rev. Shout out to Revy Rev, man.
For sure. Let's get in traffic like they in traffic, y'all.
Like we do about it.
so beautiful, don't you agree? That's the sounds of Ralphie Pagan. Hey, Queen Jean, I know you had a special request. You wanted to hear specifically.
Oh, yeah, that's Mr. Ronald Isley, and that name of that joint would be What I Miss the Most.
Mm.
Yes, What I Miss the Most.
Yeah. OG Sunday.
Thank you, King.
Hey, baby. It's been a while since I've seen you, talked to you, held you in my arms. Oh, you don't know. There's a lot.
I won't say, girl, I love you, baby, and I've been missing you
Sounds so beautiful, don't you agree?
Yes, anything by Marvin sounds so beautiful. I do agree.
Yeah, I'm spaced out. Y'all know me and Marvin.
Marvin?
I'm already queuing up the documentaries.
Yeah, it's coming soon, ain't it? The biopic by the Hughes Brothers.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the old concert footage.
Oh, okay.
I'm a sucker for those with his funny looking suits, the ones towards the end. I don't know what kind of clothes they had the man in, but
he was working.
Still
was
my
working
main man, Marvin. Hey, you know what, y'all? I just want to say kudos to y'all because remember when we did the Marvin special on Fabulous Flashback Fridays? I just re-listened to that the other week, and that one was really fun. Like, we really had it going on with that one. So we might have to dive back into it again, but I really had a good time doing that one with y'all.
That's what's up.
Yeah, Janice came up. Is it Janice or Janet?
Yeah, it was Janice and Anna and the whole gang.
That's what I learned on that show about Janice. I was like, oh, wow, she was what? How much? What?
Yeah.
So,
y'all
shout out to
have my
Marvin
little rant.
Music. He left us some gems, that's for sure. He left us some gems. Great show. It's a great show.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, ladies, once again.
Thank
much
you.
Love to hang too.
Yes, much love
good,
to Queen. Queen Norman, thanks for the shout out. And what'd you just say, Queen?
Give us some good, Queen Cousin.
Oh, okay. Well, we got Monday coming up. It's a new week, so time for a new, you know, just a positive thoughts. Just keep positive thoughts. Keep great energy with you, around you, and be careful of what you entertain because sin fascinates. Oh yeah, sin fascinates before. Sin fascinates before it. Get this, assassinates. Okay, so marinate on that.
Okay.
That's pretty powerful, right? Sin fascinates before it assassinates. So be careful what you're doing out there. You don't want to get caught up where you know it's a wrap. So always keep your spiritual conscious on tap, you know, keep it on tap. Always be in tune to your spiritual conscious. Always be in tune. Don't doubt it. You know what I'm saying? That way you can keep some peace in your life. Trust and believe me, experience talking. So with that being said, peace and love and light to everyone. Have a wonderful week. Be safe, stay blessed, and prayed up and I'm about to check out. I thank you guys. Love you all. Thank you for our callers.
Love y'all. Have a good night. See y'all in
everyone
the after hours.
Night. Yeah, see y'all in the after hours who all can stay up. But check this out. Much love, peace, and respect. Everyone have a great week. And remember, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. W-E-A-K. And we out of here.
Don't want
peace
to be
and love,
that.
Y'all.
Don't want to be weak.
No.
Peace.
Peace.
I say.
We are.